the wrath of God. You read the book of Revelation, you talk about the wrath of God. And so, since the tribulation period has to do with the wrath of God falling, and since Abraham got the principle that the wrath of God cannot fall on his people, there has to be a separation somewhere. Right. Well, we will go into that when you go to the book of Revelations. Chapter 9 tells us something about the Antichrist. You note very carefully. It tells you what he will do in Jerusalem and how long he will reign. Precisely 7 years. Precisely 7 years. And some of the things that he will do, which makes some people believe that the Antichrist possibly will be a Jew himself. Do you know the reason why? Because the Antichrist has to come as the Messiah. And for 3.5 years he will be received as the Messiah. Then he will turn out not to be the Messiah they wanted. And for a Jew to accept someone as the Messiah, they will only accept Jews. Which is why many people have pointed to that fact, scholars have pointed to the fact that Antichrist has to be a Jew. But of course, they don't have to be an Israelite Jew. Could be any Jew, anywhere in the world. Which is why there are people, I read books by, who is that guy, one New Zealander, who wrote long ago, and he got a checklist for who Antichrist could be. So one of those candidates was Henry Kissinger. Then it was somebody else. And when I read that book, I said, this guy is going too far. He cannot be Antichrist. No, he's just a diplomat. But that's how far Christians can go into fiction. And, you know, we just go too far. When in the Second World War, one preacher was publishing a book, Antichrist Unveiled. Before he could distribute his book, they have all been published. Adolf Hitler died. And they say, hey, my book, he's the Antichrist. They killed my Antichrist. They can't kill your Antichrist. He will die without the hands of a man. They may be a type of the Antichrist, like Antiochus Epiphanes. But they are not the real Antichrist. So there's something revealed by Antichrist. Now 10, 11, 12 are all one long conversation between Gabriel and Daniel. And chapter 10, 11, 12 are all continuous flow. And 10, 11, and 12, which is one whole group by themselves and one conversation with Daniel, reveals the Antichrist and narrow it down to one nation. One nation. So it begins first with Persia and Greece in chapter 10 as a side story about what happened before Gabriel could come. Then in chapter 11, verse 5, he talks about the king of the north, king of the south in verse 5, and verse 6, the king of the north in verse 6. And all those details that will happen, which took place in the time of Ptolemy. The king of the north in that time was Syria. The king of the south was Egypt. All these prophecies have already been fulfilled. They are now history. But as usual, prophecy has a dual fulfillment. And this is where the strange thing comes. From chapter 29 onwards, it's clearly a lot of reference to the Antichrist. Chapter 11 verse 29. At the appointed time, he shall return, go toward the south, but it shall not be like the former or the latter. Verse 30. So he shall return and show regard for those who forsake the holy covenant. Verse 31, look at the expression. And forces shall be mastered by him. They shall defile the sanctuary fortress. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation. There is a door fulfillment. It actually took place. It actually took place. But then it points to the real Antichrist. Look at verse 36-37. The king shall do according to his own will. He shall exalt and magnify himself above every god, shall speak blasphemies against the God of gods, shall prosper till the wrath has been accomplished, for what has been determined shall be done. He shall regard neither the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above them all. Verse 41, he shall enter the glorious lands, and many countries shall be overthrown, and these shall escape from his hand, Edom, Moab, and the prominent people, Ammon, which I have taught before, because these are the area of the wilderness where the women flee to. You remember? In the book of Revelation, the women flee for 1,260 days to the wilderness. And in the time of the Antichrist, that is where they flee. Those areas are the areas of the wilderness where the Israelites who believe in God will be able to run to. And be sheltered for 1,260 days, which is exactly 300 and a half prophetic years. You divide by 360, you get 3.5. So all these tie up the prophecies together. But the main gist, all this we will look in detail when we look at the book of Revelations. But the main gist is that now he is telling us that the king of the north symbolized the Antichrist. So you see the progression. In chapter 7 he says, it shall be the revised Roman Empire, one of the 10 toes. Then in chapter 8 it tells us one of the 4 kingdoms from the Greece Empire. Now in chapter 11 he says, it is the northern kingdom to watch, the nation called Syria and Assyria. Now, wait a minute. The present nation is one small area of the old Syria, the Bible Syria. And so, what we can conclude is this, that if you are interested in studying about Antichrist and events, etc., the most important world events, as far as the Bible is concerned, doesn't revolve just around Europe. You see, many people are thinking Europe is the Antichrist. Long ago, they thought that Russia was the Antichrist. I could give you books from 10 years ago. I have all those books in my library that prove the Antichrist was Russia. I have even in my library one of the books also published here in Singapore by one Singaporean. That proved that Russia was the Antichrist. Even give exact dates. And so, now there's no more Soviet Union. The Antichrist was broken up. Today, many people fear the Antichrist is the common market. But the Bible points very clearly that the area where the Antichrist really will arise is in the Middle Eastern area. Now, I do not know exactly how it will come about. The Bible is silent. But it will involve the general area of what the Bible classifies to be the area of Syria. And if you notice carefully, the Bible also prophesies about how Syria, Egypt, and Israel will be one nation together. Remember those Bible prophecies we have in the book of Isaiah? Why Syria? Let me give you some scriptures. Look at chapter 10 of Isaiah. All this compared with the book of Isaiah. chapter 10 of Isaiah. A lot of the prophecies in Isaiah and other places, when it refers to portions about the Antichrist, it mentioned Syria. Now, it may not be the exact nation of Syria today. Please bear in mind, we're talking about the Bible general area where Syria is. It may possibly involve the present nation though. In chapter 10, you notice in verse 24, therefore thus says the Lord, chapter 10 verse 24 of Isaiah, O my people who dwell in Zion, do not be afraid of the Assyrian. He shall strike you with a rod and lift up his staff against you in the manner of Egypt. Right? And you read the surrounding prophecies, it talk about the last day's time. See in verse 27. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from your shoulder, his yoke from your neck. The yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. Then in Isaiah chapter 30, and Isaiah 30, and we read from, we just read certain portions where the prophecy especially mentions that. You read from verse 19 right on to the end, and you see that there are portions of it that refer to the last days. But then in verse 31, it says, for through the voice of the Lord, Assyria will be beaten down. Notice the voice of the Lord. Assyria shall be beaten down. From his mouth, the Lord will destroy the Antichrist, as prophesied in the book of Thessalonians. Now in chapter 31 of Isaiah, from verse 4 right on to chapter 33, you notice in verse 8 especially, chapter 31 verse 8, Isaiah, then Assyria, notice it's Assyria, so it's the general area called Assyria and Syria, shall fall by a sword, not of man, and a sword, not of mankind, shall devour him. See, there are prophecies where there are, the true Bible picture is to identify that the Antichrist is an Assyrian Antichrist type, not a Russian or an European. Why is it all these are tied up? Now, the study of the book of Daniel is officially completed, but now I add the other part of my studies here, right? Different section. So that you know there's a differentiation. As you put all these prophecies together, see, what will happen in these days that we're living in is this. That we will see the formation of the ten toes. Because the ten toes relate just before the Antichrist. Do you know that the ten toes have to come just before the Antichrist? You look very carefully at all the prophecies again. In the book of Daniel, chapter 6, chapter 7, it says, in chapter 7, verse 24, the ten toes are ten kings, who shall rise from his kingdom, and another shall rise after them. Now you know this, before the another rise who represents the Antichrist, he shall be different from the first ones. So according to verse 24, the ten toes shall be first before the Antichrist comes up from among them.